right, guys, here we go with another episode of What Dad Podcast with my co-host here, Anthony Gingerbitabe, and Jack, I'm Discouraged Shane.
There you go.
It's Jandro.
Yeah,
Anthony Jandro.
Anthony Jandro.
We'll get there eventually.
I've known you for a long time. I've never been able to pronounce your last name.
I'm definitely not spelling it.
Yeah, fair.
So today's podcast, I mean, we really just wanted to tell you guys a little bit about ourselves, why we're doing this, what we're doing here, why you're listening to us, hopefully. You know, when I got sober, I kept on hearing in these meetings, you know, I want to live a life beyond my wildest dreams. And I had no idea what that was. I'm literally fucking 25, dope fiend, heroin addict. And I didn't have any dreams or aspirations. And all these people saying these great things. And when I finally got sober, I made a big decision right there that I wanted to have fun with my life. And, sorry, you're looking at me some type of way. You got anything to interject here?
It's called active listening.
Yeah. and, you know, I want to have fun. So I've made a 5-year goal. In that 5 years, mind you, I only have 2.5 right now. In that 5 years, I'm going to build my life up as big as I possibly can. So that way, hopefully, when 5 years comes and I have to reevaluate, I want to stay sober. And I've done a pretty good job at that so far. That's why I go get tattoos. That's why I go shoot. That's why I go shooting. I go fishing. I hang out and do dumb things and prank my friends just because I can. Because I want to have a good fucking time.
Well, Zach, it sounds like a very fulfilling life that you're leading.
On Instagram.
I'm in it for the money. That's why I chose to be in this podcast, really. that and this year, 2020, is the year of commitment for me. Getting married.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, I had to go get a marriage license today. That was a whole ordeal.
Wait, so are you married? Are you legally married now?
I'm like halfway married.
So if you guys break up, she gets half of half?
Not quite. Not quite there. That's not until you sign the dotted line. Or the witnesses sign the dotted line.
Yeah, speaking of witnesses.
Yeah, Zach, that's usually left to the best man.
Not even close to being the best man, but like, I just want to be able to stand in the background and yell witness.
Okay, you can do that. I gave Chuck, our friend Chuck, permission to do that.
Our friend just, Chuck, great plug.
Just don't object. And you'll be good.
Why would I object?
You wouldn't. I'm just telling you what not to do. You'll be fine.
So
it's not a law. It's not law and order here.
This year is the year of commitment. I was challenged to dedicate this year to something, and I chose commitment. And so when Zach asked me a couple months ago, or actually a couple weeks ago, whether or not I want to be part of this podcast, I was like, yeah, I'm going to do this. I'm going to commit to this. And that's why I'm here. And for the money.
Yeah. And yeah, I'm here kind of for the exact opposite. I gravitate toward comfort and security and familiarity. And so when Zach was like, let's do a podcast, my instinct's like, no, that's putting a permanent record on things we say and then telling people to listen to it and encouraging that. And that is sort of antithetical to like what makes me feel comfortable. And I'm kind of tired of doing that. Like, I love Zach's philosophy of having fun about I didn't get sober to not have a good time. And neither did I, really. And it's not like an intentional thing. It's just, I gotta go toward the things that make me nervous. And as we'll find out in a later segment, there are a lot of things that make me nervous. But I'm here because
he actually has a list.
I have too many things to talk about. But
that's actually a really good segue.
Yeah.
We want to talk a little bit about the bits we decided to do in this podcast, and maybe some will work and maybe some won't, but Anthony, his bit is what made him anxious this week. He is an individual that is riddled with anxiety, and if anything changes in our plan, you can see about 1,000 different thoughts go through his head before you have to make a decision. Have any of you ever seen The Good Place? He's basically cheating.
I have not seen The Good Place, but sure.
Hey, man, let's hear this list.
business. Are we jumping into it?
Yeah, we're jumping into
All right. I'll try and keep it short. The first one, as I think I touched on, was this podcast. Just the whole concept of it. I have a little bit of experience in broadcast journalism.
Where did you go to school?
I went to Syracuse to be a sports broadcaster, and I sort of fell out of Zach, you've been hitting a jewel for like years. How are you bad at it still? and sort of fell out of favor, and I got addicted to drugs and alcohol at the same time. But that was sort of like I went to like all the worst moments of it. Which remember, I was high like while I was doing this, and so my mind was like, no, that's just how it normally is. But so that gave me anxiety, and then they're like, you got to pick a topic, and I'm like, well, you know, I don't have anything good to say, which isn't true, and I got some ideas. But it was just like, it was sort of a rolling thing of like, this is fun, I'm enjoying this, let's never do it again. So that gave me anxiety, and then there was
so you had fun with doing it, and then we're like, yeah, I'm not doing this ever again.
That's kind of how my thought process goes with a lot of things. I still get nervous about softball. We've been playing softball for 6 months.
Yeah, like, every time you come to softball, you're in a manic stage.
Yeah.
Oh my god, what the hell is happening?
Yeah, it also helps me zone in and really.
It's not zoning in.
No, it's not good at all.
Manically running around a softball field.
Yes, it seems to be working okay. But there was that, and then one that I just find hilarious, which is, for whatever reason, my therapy, you know, where I talk about all the things that give me anxiety, didn't get scheduled properly. And so I had to try and reschedule it. And I got anxiety about not being able to reschedule it. And, like, it became this very meta loop of, like, I'm in therapy to talk about my anxiety, and now my therapy is giving me anxiety. Oh, my God.
That's a catch-22.
Yeah, yeah, it's a real...
Sophie's choice.
No.
Not at all.
Zach has a way with words and getting them wrong, which I think is our next bit. So with my anxiety out of the way, let's lead into that.
First off, so you talk about your anxiety all day. I don't know if that's like a bit that we're going to...
Well, I just want to explain what it is. Like, we're not going to... It's not a bit like Anthony's we talked about for 10 minutes. So Zach never graduated high school.
Yes, I did.
Oh, you did? I just assumed you never did.
Yeah, I went to...
I mean, it's not his fault. He was a crazy junkie. And
I got sent to boarding school.
Psych board. Okay.
No, it was... Okay. I got sent to boarding school, and there I got... Fuck off. I got a shit ton of credits. I didn't do any schoolwork there because I just had the girls do it for me. Not sexist. I just... They liked me, so they did it for me. I mean, it's just a quid pro quo. So...
that one kind of works, yeah.
What did you give them in return?
Am I allowed to talk about that on this?
I think we understand. Yeah. So
there's some fun stories there, but I mean, so I got a bunch of credits my junior year, and then senior year when I came back, I had three classes, and they let me walk and graduate, even though I missed more school than days I was in, and I got suspended twice. And I was like out for a month with mono, which is a whole nother story.
So basically you're a product of No Child Left Behind.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, gotcha. All right, yeah. So.
Thanks, Obama.
That was W. Obama wasn't president when we were in high school.
So Zach has a way with words, and he's also happens to be creatively dyslexic.
Yeah, super foixies.
Yeah, he's dyslexic gold, is what I like to call it. And so... He gets made fun of a lot at work when he writes stuff, which is...
I would say a lot, a good healthy handful.
Okay. He made fun of a lot at work. and so part of our bit with him is to give him two college-level words that we know he's never seen before. And we don't tell him what the definitions are, and we don't tell him how to pronounce them.
That's the bullshit part right there. I don't think that me knowing how to pronounce the words will... stop it from being funny.
Listen,
or
listen, like wow. Listening to you try and pronounce the word analogous.
I think I said that pretty fucking good.
I was hoping for something better, but
I'm not even gonna say it.
But so actually, let's just go over the two words you have to use. We'll throw you a bone.
Masticate and buttress.
Yeah, perfect.
Nailed it.
You nailed it.
Now you just got to use them in a sentence.
Yeah.
No.
Not right now.
Organically.
Yeah. Organically.
Organically. But yeah, I mean, so that's us. I think how we all came together, I think, was sort of
that's how we
interesting.
I mean, that right there in itself is how we got the name for this fucking awful podcast. I myself don't have a father. Do you have a father?
I also don't have a father.
Oh my God, no way. Yeah. Jack, you?
I did.
You did at one point.
I also did.
So like
and he
a
died.
Point, died.
Yeah.
Mine, both of I had two dads. They weren't gay. They just both died. My mom, you know.
You had a dad and a stepdad.
Yeah, I had a dad and a stepdad, and they both died. They were both murdered, actually. Yeah.
Wait, the second one was murdered?
I mean, I call it murder. It probably wasn't technically murder.
What did the justice system say
it was? Technically not murder.
So he was in a plane crash. He was a pilot. But, you know, you don't fly planes by, like, line of sight. You fly them by your instruments. And his plane was said that he could go up, and the instrument was fixed, and it was not fixed, and he crashed into a mountain.
I'm thinking of a Far Side comic right now. Is that inappropriate?
Far-sighted. No, go for it.
Like the comic where the two pilots are a bunch of clouds, and then there's like a clearing in the clouds, and there's a mountain goat. And the one pilot goes, "Say, Jim, I didn't know mountain goats could fly."
Dead.
They're clearly about to go to the mountain. Everyone's dying laughing right now.
Yeah. We all pushed our cough button, so you wouldn't hear us laugh. but yeah, so that's shit. Zach's, and then my dad died of liver cancer when I had
been drinking.
He had hepatitis, and that eventually caught up to him and turned into complications of you know liver cancer. I was about 20 years old. I had about 9 months sober.
You were sober when your dad died?
Yeah. That was I like found out I got I had like I had just kind of like
assuaged
pulled like my head had just come up out of the water and I was like, wow, what's like I remembered my name, like I could starting to learn how to talk to people. I had like 50 days. It was just like things.
You stayed sober through that?
Yeah, it was like I found out like 50 days.
You think you would have been sober if that hadn't happened?
I think I would have been sober?
Yeah.
I got a lot of work I had to do on our relationship got sort of the timeline got a little bit accelerated.
Yeah.
But you know, it was there's some nice stories and we can talk about them down the line. But the fact that I was sober for the end of that ended up being a very good thing. But yeah, he died. I was about 20 years old.
I saw my dad drink a lot.
I wish I had those memories.
Well, he would just get drunk and then just like stumble into my room when I was like 15. We were living in the Virgin Islands at this point, and he had somehow acquired a job working for the Catholic diocese and became the head of their marketing department in the Virgin Islands, and we weren't Catholic.
Naturally.
We did. But we had a bunch of rum in the house, and he would always just come to my room just kind of super drunk and hang out. Like, it was kind of fun.
So how did he die?
He died of kidney failure.
From drinking or?
I did find out when I got sober that when I told my mom, like that, you know, that first phone call you make to your mom, you're like, oh, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
And I was like, I still love you. And you're like, oh, thanks, mom. And you're like, mom's just crying.
That phone call only happens the first time.
Yeah. That's very true.
And then at the end, my mom was like, I know, come on. Let's chop, you know what to do.
And then see after that initial like emotional 5 minutes, my mom was like, "No, your dad wanted to get sober right before he died." And I was like, "Really?" She's like, "Yeah, she was gonna ask my boss. Apparently, my boss was sober." Apparently, he was thinking about getting sober.
Yeah. So that's kind of the thread that connects me from Santa Monica, Zach from Manhattan Beach, and Jack from Tennessee. Sort of
mainly the Virgin Islands.
And the Virgin Islands.
Tennessee, man.
Not the west side of Southern California.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I grew up, from the time I was like 2 to 15, I was in Tennessee.
Yeah.
And then around when I turned 15, I moved to Virgin Islands, high school down there. But speaking of Tennessee, what's really interesting is that these two beach city boys over here love country music. And I can't stand it. It's so bad.
And I just think that's the greatest.
Zach Brown Band, Fried Chicken, You Are Un-American.
That's barely, that's like taking country and like pop and some like island music and mixing it together.
Let me,
if you don't get a rock hard American stiffy for Danger Zone,
not country.
See,
what? Kenny Loggins?
That song is not country.
That song's probably not country. But I'm going to qualify my country is I very much am aware that what I like is sort of the mainstream, the what Bo Burnham would call stadium country.
Bo Burnham did a great parody.
Great parody of it. But this, all the stuff that's on Go Country 105. Not,
is that a station?
It is. It's the,
it's
I think
the
it's,
station in my car.
I was going to say, I don't know if it's still true, but I think at one point it was the number one country station in the United States, simply because it's the only country station in a city with 8 million people. I'm vaguely remembering this. I should probably be fact-checking what I'm saying. But that's sort of, I think it's the only one in L.A. And like,
well, that's one off 405, right?
Well, you know what, Joe? You can stop masticating yourself for a second. You might enjoy some country.
Masticating was what we were doing right before this podcast?
Yeah.
When we had dinner?
No, I know.
Oh, okay.
It worked in that sentence, though.
No, it didn't.
Why not?
I'm not masticating on anything right now.
I know your food is untouched.
My food is in front of me, but I'm not masticating.
God
on
damn
it. You know what that word is?
Yeah.
How do you know what that word is?
That's one of those words that's like on TV every once in a while. I don't know. The cow, like when cows chew, they chew their cud. That's masticating.
Yes.
Holy shit.
Wow. We gotta pick better words.
Tell you that one, guys.
And you still used it incorrectly.
Yeah, we did use it incorrectly.
So I think to your point of telling you the pronunciation ahead of time is not gonna.
I will tell you right now. I have no idea what this other word means.
No, perfect. But that's kind of where it's at. I sort of forcibly got into this more mainstream country music when, after graduating from college in 2014, I couldn't find a job for 3 months and moved to Oklahoma to go live with some high school friends.
Hey, hold on. You moved from 6 in Wilshire in Santa Monica.
Yes.
West of Lincoln Boulevard.
Yes.
In the downtown of Santa Monica, California.
Where you can see the ocean no matter where you are as long as you look west? Correct.
And you moved to where?
Norman, Oklahoma.
What?
Yeah.
Like, are your high school friends, did they not warn you? Like, hey, dude, like, don't come here.
We all wanted to live together. Like, that wasn't something we'd ever
and
gotten
you chose
to do.
Norman, Oklahoma.
Because that's where they went to college. And
because they couldn't get in anywhere else?
Are you still friends with these guys?
That is a story for another time. All right. But,
so
yeah.
Norman,
one of them, yes, one of them. That's very recent, long story. One of them was out there to, like, was in some kind of veterinary program, and the other one...
Because they don't have animals here in Santa Monica.
I forgot. Well, there was a decent reason for it, I believe. And then another friend of mine is a computer programmer. He does stuff I can't even begin to, like, process. He tried to, like, explain to me.
Did he get, like, dark web shit?
No. All very above board, just very... Very just a stuff I can't comprehend. He was always better at math and logic than I was. Still better math and logic than I am. But that was sort of, those were my friends at the time. I had like 2.5 years sober. I didn't have you guys to like call and be like,
you
hey,
guys,
I'm,
you know, that's really derogatory in a lot of things. You guys,
I didn't have y'all. We can do a bit on y'all too. I love the word y'all.
Y'all is great.
It's great, but I didn't have y'all to be like,
got,
why are
when
you?
I was in the Virgin
Norman?
Islands in Spanish class. I got called a professional y'aller.
That's what? Amazing.
No,
yeah.
Hold on, I don't understand that.
Y'all?
What's a y'aller?
Someone who says y'all
someone
all the time.
Y'all. One who says y'all.
Foises.
Yeah. Now, when somebody's serious in the South and they want to get everyone's attention, they say all y'all.
All y'all.
Oh, now, all y'all listen up. You gotta try it. You gotta get the finger waving.
That, I didn't hear an all or a y'all. But yeah, so that's sort of our country music. And country music. Fun little,
like, who,
ironic
who
little situation.
Like, I couldn't even name a country. Like, is Luke?
Luke Bryan?
Luke Braun is a baseball player. No.
Luke Scott is also a baseball player.
Luke Braun's a guy I went to college with. Ryan Braun's a baseball player. Luke.
Bryan. That was who I got basically weaned on, was all the people in Oklahoma were like, listen to this guy.
In my first year of sobriety,
Thomas
I went and did VIP, buddy of mine worked A buddy of mine worked at a concert company, basically. I don't know how you call them. Where basically they supplied VIP booths for different venues. Mm-hmm. And Luke Bryan came two nights in a row, one in Hollywood and the Hollywood Bowl and the one at the Forum. And I swear to God, the only people that came to check out Luke Bryan in these VIP booths were women in their 40s.
That sounds accurate, yes.
And that was your introduction?
That was my introduction. Not him so much anymore, but like Sam Hunt or Florida Georgia
That's
Line.
Not a name. Sam Hunt?
Sam Hunt, yeah.
That's a terrible
Thomas
name.
Rhett.
Thomas Rhett. Eric Church.
Who?
I enjoy. There was
Eric Church.
Eric Church.
All
right. Is he like Baptist?
No.
Like that is the most like. If I was going to come up with a country name to try Eric. And appeal to the masses of Middle America, my last name would definitely be Church or Jesus. Then they might. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I would think so. Like that would seem. I would agree with your characterization. And would not expect myself in a vacuum to like Eric Church, but I do. On that,
We have Anthony who moved to Oklahoma from Santa Monica to live with his two friends from high school who he no longer is friends with. And then
it's a very long.
He didn't have us yet.
Yeah.
And then Zach, who grew up in Manhattan Beach. Went to boarding school. Sackboard.
Air quotes.
And air quote boarding school sideboards. And not to get too much of your past and crawl you out or anything, but
I'm loving hearing how you're going to explain this. Can you just explain
you're
my background?
You're straight up drug dealer. In your words, straight up trapping.
First off, never said trapping.
I've heard you say straight up trapping before.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I've
heard
that
too. Maybe said the word trapping. But not the word straight up.
I think it was straight trapping.
Nah.
Yeah, that was a phrase.
That sounds like something you would say.
I also sounded super white saying straight up trapping.
Yeah.
I do understand.
So I mean, the only time I really moved away from the South Bay was when I moved up to San Luis Obispo.
For boarding school?
No, that was in Visalia, even more country. Well, not country, but like it was literally, there's no fence. They're like, if you want to run away, there's just cornfields for miles. But it's San Luis Obispo, which was agriculture for, what was it? Cal Poly?
Cal Poly,
yeah. I went up there for college. I just sold drugs.
Yeah. Wait, did you say for college?
To go to college?
Okay.
Or to be at college?
Or to be near college?
Can we just say yes?
Okay.
So, like, obviously, I never applied to college. I followed a girl up there because, I mean, it's what you do when you're 18 and have an erection.
True.
But, I went up there. I went to the local community college, sold drugs to a couple teachers and security guards, and realized I didn't have to go to class. And then I just stopped going to class, and then I failed, and then they didn't let me back, and I just stayed up and sold drugs.
All right. Speaking of
drugs
and drug addicts, Jack recently got fired and has been about as excited about getting fired as I could possibly imagine someone being.
So my day job that brings me no money, and this podcast brings me all the money. Yeah, no, I'm a drug and alcohol counselor, a certified drug and alcohol counselor in the great state of California.
So that means you're certified to do drugs and alcohol?
No.
He has the same certification you're trying to get. So you should
know
what it's for.
Really bad about it.
Yeah, throw that in my face. Though. I haven't gotten that yet.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm a certified drug and alcohol counselor, and I have my own private practice, and I run groups at a couple different facilities around L.A., and I was hired by this place in Beverly Hills. It became very evident that they were incentivizing their clients in some manner, and I've worked in treatment long enough I can tell when a client's being paid for treatment.
Allegedly.
Not allegedly. Like, straight up being paid being treatment. And it's a scam. It's human trafficking. And I can get into the details, but
I'm not a lawyer, but that sounds illegal as fuck.
It is illegal as fuck.
It's a technical term.
Technical term.
A true legal term. Illegal as fuck.
So it was just a total buttress. What are you going to be looking for, guys?
Not quite.
Okay, now what is the def? I don't understand what this fucking means.
Look it up, Anthony.
Oh, you didn't even know what it means?
I
can use it in a sentence, possibly.
You're teaching these kids how to be a drug and alcohol person. I totally put
you. And you don't know how to use buttress in a sentence.
It's something to do with support.
It's a projecting support of stone or brick built against a wall.
A buttress.
How the fuck would you? How did you expect me to use that?
So
seriously,
I had the word butt in it. I thought it was funny.
Yeah, we clearly went with sexual implications and non-sexual words. Masticate and buttress.
Well, where I got masticate from in eighth grade, I had an English teacher who. He came in and said, today I'm going to teach you a word that sounds like masturbation, or to masturbate. And masticate was one of them, exacerbate was one of them, emasculate was one of them.
That's a good English teacher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's how you make words fun.
Ever had.
Yeah. So you got fired.
Oh, yeah, I got fired. For basically calling out this company for being super shady. And I talked with the owner, and she gave me an excuse that her clients were extremely
liberal.
Lecherous.
Lecherous, sorry. Yeah. The other L word.
The other L word. And that luxury, they were a luxury treatment place, and their clients were luxury based, and they bought into the luxury lifestyle of what luxury treatment offers. And I looked at her and I said, what? And she's like, oh, they don't pick up after themselves, they don't have to cook, they don't have to do, I was like, that, okay. And it's up in Beverly Hills, I mean, there were two gigantic mansions, and I came down after the meeting, walked out, and I was like, I'm going to get fired. And I went down to the library, the Beverly Hills library, because I didn't want to pay $20 for a coffee. I opened up my laptop, and I'm writing my notes for this group I just ran that was shut down immediately.
Wait, so did you turn in the notes?
I did. I had to get paid for the group.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And as I'm writing the notes, I get an email from the clinical director, like 20 minutes after all this happened, just says, hey, we have hired a bunch of new facilitators, and we have to rearrange the schedule, and we don't have room for you on the schedule anymore. And
which is like the polite roundabout way of saying, hey,
you're fired. Yeah, but it's also... I cover their tracks. I called them on their shadiness. They fired me for me calling them on their shadiness, and now they have written proof they're firing me because they have
no more room. Yeah.
So it's a little clever on their part.
I mean, I would imagine a facility that emphasizes luxury probably has enough money for a good lawyer to know how to cover those tracks.
Ooh,
so
good point.
Yeah.
I could always call Brian.
Brian?
Yeah, Brian.
That's some real sway bars on that bitch right there.
Right?
All right, so I mean, that's a little bit about us and what we do and shit like that. And, like, one of the focuses when I had the idea to start this podcast was that, you know, was that we're trying to have a good time. And we're trying to go out and do stuff. And as Anthony alluded to earlier, you know, we do some serious fellowshipping. I mean, Commissioner over here is... pretty good at organizing groups of people, and you know,
gives me so much anxiety, but I do it anyway.
Commissioner, I love that nickname.
wait, what exactly do you commission again?
The fantasy football league,
the softball league.
Team. I mean, that's two more things that I'm comfortable with. Okay. So,
and just to let everyone know, Jack lost.
That was such bullshit. Oh my god. So
Zach lost every game.
Let me break down this story. So I guess do most leagues have like a loser's bracket?
It varies.
So in our league we have a winner's bracket and a loser's bracket. There were 12 teams in our league. I was 7th place, tied with 5th and 6th place. Got bumped down to the bottom bracket because of points.
Point scored, yes.
Yeah, so only technically.
Then just went on this, like, epic losing streak where I lost 4 in a row and I should have kept winning, especially when I should have beaten Dave.
Yeah.
And he somehow won in the last second. And then Zach, who went 0 for 13.
14, actually. 0 for 14. He was so bad he got a bye week in the loser's bracket because he had to lose to advance.
And he had the wrong name for, like,
Yes. It was.
You about to talk shit on big old doinks right now?
It was about shit on big old donks.
And Jack lost in the last week to Zach, and I run that league, so in some ways, I take credit for this.
So Zach went 1-14.
Yeah. What did we name the trophy? The loser's trophy.
Oh, the Vaughn.
I cannot wait to present you with the Vaughn, you little loser.
All right.
Have we got a trophy for that yet?
No, not yet.
No, it's coming. It's in here.
That we can put that on the put that on the gram, as the cool
Don't
kids like
yourself.
To say.
Don't age yourself.
But yes, I mean, this is just like shit that we do that's fun because I didn't get sober to have a bad time. I want to have a fun time. And this past weekend, we actually went to
Medieval Times.
Medieval Times. We got medieval with it. We got to, experience something other. I don't know what the fuck I'm trying to say.
Medieval Times was like, the script was so bad.
Nobody's
going there for the act.
Like, I've seen pornos with better script. They're like Pirates.
Yeah, Pirates was $1 million production.
All right, hold on.
It, like, set a record.
Pirates, I really actually do want to do the Pirates event next door.
There was,
Medieval Times.
Yeah, yes. I kind of do want to do it. Might be better.
But so, Medieval Times.
Hold on. So, the highlights. We walk into this big place, and there's people everywhere, and instantly I'm just waiting to see one of these little kids with a fake sword just hit someone, and then I got stabbed by one of these little kids.
Amazing.
Wait, what is this?
I was standing behind you. You didn't see it.
When I was just also, ran I was, up to you?
Not like that. So, I was talking to our friend Chuck. and the kid had had his arms crossed like crisscross applesauce, and he's holding one of the swords. He just walked by me and like tacked me in the back of the calf. That's how fucking short he was. So
he was a child. You are 6'4".
Yeah, go just get it. So we're standing around and we're watching the Queen 90s like people or kids for their birthdays. And
do you think kids say?
I can't answer that question this time. Is it
because you didn't have a father? Did they both die? Not just one died by both.
Well, kids are fucking annoying. Like, you only love kids if they're your kids, but I didn't have that mistake.
I mean, I work with kids on Saturdays.
Those are like 18 to 25 year old kids.
No, they're not.
Like 6 to 12.
Wait, you work with kids, kids?
Yes, I work with kids with autism.
Oh, but they're artistic.
Autistic.
Which is like one of my favorite things to talk about, by the way.
Is autism?
Dude, first off, I am not making fun of this. Kids with autism are fantastic at like that one thing, and it is awesome to see them like do it.
That is true. Okay.
I knew a kid that you could tell him any day. You'd be like, hey, what day of the week was January 10th, 1928? And he'd be like, Tuesday. And he'd be like, oh my God. And he'd look it up, it's Tuesday.
Yeah, that's fucking cool. See what I mean?
Yeah.
Fucking awesome.
I mean, that was the only thing that kid was pretty good at.
Alright, I really want to talk about Medieval Times, but I have to say this just because I did once have a sponsee he said he had autism. That's why I say that little joke right there is for him, and he died, and that was the saddest funeral I ever went to. So, Medieval Times. All these, you all right there?
I've got my neck is killing me. Very itchy. We're good.
Oh, Anthony finally grew a beard.
Yes. A beard.
Yeah.
And he grew a beard to prove us wrong. He couldn't grow a beard.
And now he has a beard.
Yeah. I was trying to let it grow so long that it didn't work anymore, but then I remembered I have clippers at home because I shaved my head. And
so I'm still not ready to talk about the incident that happened last week.
Okay.
It's growing back.
Well, that's all right. We're talking about Medieval Times.
I'll talk about that next time.
There was a queen knighting kids.
The queen,
And there was a kid that wasn't there.
So we're all standing there, and for some reason I'm standing behind Jack, probably because I'm like 2 feet taller. He's really short. And the queen is calling out people's names, and the kids are going up there, they're getting on their knees, and they're knighting, blah, blah, blah. And she calls out this boy's name, and the boy doesn't come out. And I lock eyes with her. She just goes, no. And she says it into the mic, into the audience. That is not a 10-year-old boy.
You were pointing it at Jack.
Yeah, I was pointing at Jack the whole time. That was the best part. Actually.
then we had to go to the show and sit down.
Yes, my fat ass got stuck. I really wish there was a video of me getting out of that chair. They were not meant for adults.
They were not meant for, like, They were not meant for any adult. Like I am literally the average human height. I am a little bit more than the average human weight.
That's a really soft brag with the average is fuck.
As average, how tall are you? I am 5'9".
That's the average.
I am the average human height, at least as of a few years ago. Guys. And it was tight for me. Like Delta was like, how do we get those seats on our planes?
I had the aisle seat with one leg in the aisle, and like there was no arm room. And like I get it, I'm 6'4" and fucking giant. But that means I'm fat, guys. but like, I really wish there was video of that because that was amazing.
It was. I was like concerned for like half a second.
Just half a second.
Then I believed in you.
All right. So, best part of the whole night was when your knight won something, he would come around to your corner or whatever. And we're sitting in the front row, and you could smell the horse shit. And the knight comes up and he's tossing roses into our section, and you know, Jack and Anthony are sitting to my left a little bit. I couldn't really hear or see what they were saying, and I just see this knight come over and look Jack dead in the face and go, "The fuck did you just say to me?"
My fiance was sitting to my right, and I wanted him to give my fiance a flower, and he was just throwing out flowers to the crowd, little pink roses, and I just, in the moment, just yelled at him, like, just hand it over. And, but yeah, I don't think it's very offensive. Like, I didn't say any names.
This guy stopped mid-scene, like doing
this. He broke character.
He broke character.
He broke the stoic, chivalrous knight character to look me dead in the eyes and be like, what the hell did you just tell me?
It was the single most greatest moment in that whole experience of Medieval.
That was the best moment of Medieval Times.
Yeah. So I look over and you're just like bright as a strawberry in the face. Like,
I probably thought I was just drunk or something.
Yeah,
yeah, but Medieval Times was an event.
It was. I have been hearing about it my entire life since it's, I mean, it's actually only now like half an hour from where I live. But it's, you know, it's been an hour from where I grew up. And I think it definitely caters to people who were my age when I was growing up, as in younger and children, and
that sentence didn't make
it sense. Didn't really make all. It was very tautological. It was very tautological, and that's a word we can give.
Taco stamp of approval.
Okay, so that's bad.
That's great.
But yeah, so I've been hearing about it my whole life. So it was nice to go and experience it and like be with all y'all.
But the point is, all
y'all. There it is.
But the point is that we go out and we do shit. And yeah. Have fun.
And Chuck and I bought new softball bats, and like our that's my new.
Our friend Chuck
and I bought some new.
Who may or may not have a guest appearance one day.
We'll get him on here eventually.
I think
for sure.
A little mic shy.
If we can get me on here, we can get Chuck on here.
Look, that'll be esoteric as fuck.
Good job, Zach. Good job. I'm going to give you a round of applause.
Okay.
That was the worst round of applause, guys. Thank you. So I don't know, is there anything else you guys wanted to talk about?
We need to talk about sponsorship really quick.
Yeah.
We have two sponsors.
A sponsor is somebody. No.
Raise your hand.
We have two sponsors. One is my company, Keep Left Recovery. Keep Left Recovery is a private counseling service that specializes in one-on-one counseling, mentoring, and a little bit of companioning.
Not that type of thing.
Not that type of companion, but sober companion.
There we go.
And our second sponsor is Anthony.
Yeah, it's my professional content marketing website. I am a very good writer. I am not very good at coming up with titles, so it is currently just myfullname.com. That's AnthonyJondreau.com. JONDREAU.
Untitled writing.
Untitled writing.
That's
there we go.
That's actually esoteric in itself. And yes. Really funny.
You're going to love the word meta. but yeah, so that's what I do. I tend to write more long form content articles that are both entertaining and informative, mm-hmm. and help people who know what they're talking about but don't know how to say it express their knowledge in a way that lets customers know what the heck's going on, and keeps them on the page. And yeah, so that's me, my personal website.
So that's Anthony Jondreau with Untitled Writing.
Untitled Writing, yeah.
And Jack Shane with Keep Left Recovery. KeepLeftRecovery.com, and the man behind this entire podcast.
Yeah, no, I'm just a fucking loser. I ain't got no plugs.
Is the man entire behind our podcast, Zach.
You know what? I do manage our Instagram page.
There you go.
There you go.
What Dad podcast, Instagram. You know how to use fucking Instagram.
I think that's probably the best place.
Yeah.
To end our first podcast.
Thanks, guys. Okay. Everybody just know that Jack is discouraged.
I am discouraged.
You'll get there.
Discouraged.
Okay. Well, all y'all enjoy y'all's week now.
Oh, so
okay, Borky. I ran on that. All right. Have a good week, guys.